Well, right now we bring to these microphones Dr. Rob Congdon. He is the man focusing on the European Union for us, giving us the detailed information behind the headlines, so important for us to understand as we try to put together what God is doing in our world today. Rob, let me first talk about the president of France coming out and saying if chemical weapons were used and the allegations are true there in Syria, someone needs to be dealt with. I'm not sure they've made a decision as to whether it was Bashar Assad's regime responsible or the opposition as of yet. But what's this going on in France? The president trying to use a propaganda ploy to make some points somehow? Or is he really serious about being concerned about this chemical weapons usage there in Syria?
Well, his concern is reflected throughout the EU. There are many that are concerned about it, and like you said, they're not always sure which side is using it, but they don't want it to continue, and so they're putting pressure on. And again, France always wants to be one of the leaders in terms of world affairs over there in Europe, and so they're taking the lead, if you will, in this case, and speaking out over what's happening there.
He does have a desire to lead, but is he really truly a leader as a part of the European Union, or is he more a standoff leader and just speaking on behalf of France?
Well, in this case, he's still just speaking for France, but he's actually, I think he's trying to do is bring France back into the leadership position in the EU. Germany has dominated over the last several months. And France is almost seen as forgotten, so to speak, in the world affairs of the EU. So this is an opportunity for them to take a lead, to be seen again as participating in the EU, and to urge the EU to take an action.
Yes, indeed. Well, the European Union, they are reconsidering the possibility of sending arms to Egypt and any financial aid, the ministers' meeting to send a strong signal to Egypt. Have they come to a conclusion? What have they said?
Well, they have. They've reached the conclusion that the EU is not to allow any military aid going to Egypt. The EU is in a tough position because they are seen by both sides of the issue in Egypt, both groups in Egypt, as a neutral party. And so they're trying to walk a very careful line here by not really favoring either the Morsi groups or the current military-backed government. And so what they're doing is they're taking kind of a minimum step saying we won't allow weapons or things that could be used to add to the battles that anybody could be hurt in Egypt. But we're there and ready to try to negotiate and solve the tensions and prevent a massive civil war developing in Egypt. So they're walking a careful line. Interestingly, within Egypt, apparently they are the only world body that has looked at this point as being neutral in the issue. So that's what they're trying to do, put some pressure on, but appear neutral.
Rob, I know that Turkey is not in the membership of the European Union as of yet. I know they have petitioned the European Union to become a member state. However, Tayyip Erdogan, outspoken most all of the time about every subject, and now he's making this statement and claiming that Israel actually orchestrated the ouster of Mohamed Morsi as president, and that all this Egyptian unrest is a result of a plan put together by the Israelis and to some extent in cooperation with the Egyptian military. I mean, is he helping or hindering his possibility of being a member state? And what do you think about Erdogan's accusations?
Well, most people that I've contacted don't think that they're recognizing they're just allegations with no basis behind it. But it does have appeal to a whole segment of people in Turkey that support him and gives him a voice in the situation. They are concerned what's happening there. The entire Middle East is, so he's watching Egypt also. But with the EU, again, trying to remain in a neutral middle position on this, they're not going to be happy with what he's doing. And if they see it purely as something for his home audience, then they'll kind of ignore his statement. If they think it's an ongoing reflection of his attitude toward Israel, that, again, will slow the process down. And they are in a process. There's about 28, 30 steps they have to follow before Turkey would be a member of the EU. They have managed to get past, like, you know, the first three handful of steps. but he has a long way to go, and they're going to be watching him, especially in terms of Israel.
Very interesting statement by Tayyip Erdogan, who actually has a desire to be the pan-Islamic leader for the entire world. We'll see how that develops and stay on top of that story. One final item for you, Rob. There is a very important election coming up. It's probably, maybe, the most important election in Europe this year. Angela Merkel running for re-election as Chancellor of Germany. How is she doing? Is this an important election, as I have just said? What would be the difference if, indeed, she wasn't on the scene in Europe?
Well, she, without question, is really the spokesman at this point for the EU. So if she was to lose the election, a major leader would be pushed to the rear, so to speak, in the politics of the European Union, and another leader would have to take it up. But this will be her third election. There isn't a lot of excitement in Germany. The people don't see much difference between the different parties. And so her re-election is probably, barring a major blunder in the next couple of weeks, her election is probably assured again, and she'll continue as that strong leader in Europe and representing both Germany, but also a strong spokesman of the EU.
I've noticed in some of the news reporting coming out of Germany a rise in the neo-Nazi activities, and at the same time, Angela Merkel visiting some of the Holocaust sites there in Germany as well. Any connection between these two things?
I think she took advantage of being near Dachau and the opportunity to see it and to show that Germany has not forgotten what happened in World War II, and certainly to show a reaction against, you're right, this rising neo-Nazi groups in Germany. I think she gave a good, strong statement and a very visual statement in the newscast as they saw her walking through it and obviously touched by what she saw.
What are your thoughts? Could this neo-Nazi movement spread? I think we have had a conversation previously about how the neo-Nazi movement is spreading out of Germany and across Europe itself. There are some reports of some activities in Greece, etc. Is this a stage setter for anything in prophecy?
Well, we certainly have to watch it. When the economics get the way they have been in Europe, this is the type of group that thrives on trying to get publicity for it. Certainly, the reflection of the anti-Semitism is what we expect to see prophetically, ultimately, as the time would move into the tribulation and certainly under the Antichrist. So, yes, see if it continues. That's what we have to do. And of course, if we're as close as we think we are in time, then it would continue and probably get larger.
Operative statement. See if it continues. That's what we have to do. And that's exactly what we're going to do with Dr. Rob Congdon. He's our expert on the European Union. He gives us the updates, and we're so grateful when he can be available with us for that precise purpose. Always looking at how this area of the world may well be setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Rob, thank you so very much, my good friend. We'll talk again next week.
Okay, look forward to it. Lord bless.